Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. Here are your hosts, Bill Kennard and Tom Grandy.
Welcome to the Prophet University audio series. I'm Bill Kennard, along with our company's founder, Tom Grandy. This month's program is titled, Why Your Company Must Have a Google My Business Page Listing. As a business owner, the world of Google, social media, and all the rest can be mind-boggling for many contractors, especially if you as the owner are over 50 years old. An area that many contractors may not even be aware of is one that's called a Google My Business Page listing. If this is you, you're likely unaware of it because Google automatically creates that page for business owners.
That's right, Bill. When you ask Google for a contractor in your area, a listing magically appears on your computer or your cell phone. That process is powerful, but the company owner needs to understand not only how it's created, but how to modify it and post information that'll help them get near the top and be noticed by potential customers. That's what this presentation's all about. Lorraine does a great job of helping non-geek people like me understand the process of maximizing their listing.
Non-geek people, I like that. Well, this month's presenter is Lorraine Ball. Lorraine is a frequent contributor to this audio series. After spending too many years in the corporate world, Lorraine was tired of bureaucracy, the sameness, and the bad coffee. Instead of forcing herself to fit inside of a square hole any longer, she founded Round Peg out of her home 14 years ago and has since assembled a band of talented misfits with the same goals and beliefs in strategy. If you want to talk about marketing strategy, business development, Lorraine is your person. And now, with why your company must have a Google My Business page listing, here's Lorraine Ball with this month's Prophet University audio series presentation.
If you've looked for any product or service near you recently on Google, you've probably noticed that a map pops up with two or three locations that are very close to you. When you click on the map, up come more detailed descriptions of those businesses. Those listings are Google My Business pages. They are created and managed by Google as a resource for consumers who are conducting searches using their search engine. If your business does not have a Google My Business listing, you're missing out on tons of sales opportunities. The listings are actually most effective on mobile when people are on their phone and they're looking for a service and they simply say, "Hey Google, I need a heating and air conditioning contractor near me. I need a furnace repair company near me." And in response to that request, Google will provide a list of companies. Those companies that come up in the search will have phone numbers prominently displayed. Because let's face it, if somebody's doing a search from their phone, they probably want to make a phone call. The other thing that a Google My Business listing does is it allows customers the opportunity to rapid succession compare companies to get a quick preview of where they're located, what services they offer, what their hours of operation are, as well as other information about the company. And most importantly, a link to your website. And so if you don't have a Google My Business page or you have an incomplete Google My Business page, it's time to start working on fixing that. Now, one of the things that you may notice is that when you do a search, a listing for your business pops up, but you didn't create it. So where did that listing come from? Google's robots index the entire internet, and they collect address information for businesses. And so they auto-generate Google My Business listings, whether or not you want them to. If you're putting a website on the internet, you're going to also have a GMB page. So the first thing to do is to search Google for your industry and see if a page pops up. If it does, then you need to claim it. And you can do that by verifying that you actually are the owner of the business. If Google has created a listing and it has not been claimed by anyone, there'll be a note that says, "Claim this listing." Once you click on the link, you'll have several different verification methods. You can request that they send a postcard to your business address, call the business phone number associated with your company, send you an email, or verify instantly based on your website. Go ahead and click through the options and make sure that if you have a phone call coming or a postcard being sent, that the person who's going to answer the phone or receive the email will know what to do with that code when it arrives. Sometimes you may go to Google and find that a page already exists and it has been claimed by someone else. Maybe that page was created by a former employee or a marketing company. In that instance, you're going to need to request access to the page. How do you let Google know that you really are the authorized owner of that business? If there is a physical address for the company, and for most heating and air conditioning companies, there usually is, you want to go to google.com/ad, enter the name and address of your business, and then select it from the search results. Click continue. You'll see a message indicating that someone else verified the listing. Click request access and fill out the form. Click submit, and the current listing owner will receive an email asking them to get in touch with you. Once you've requested ownership, the current listing owner has 7 days to respond, and you can check the status of your request by signing in to Google My Business or checking the link in your confirmation email. If the ownership request is approved, then you'll be notified by email and you will be able to manage the GMB listing. If your request is denied, you'll be notified by email when you sign in, and you can still suggest an edit. And if you don't hear back, you have the option to claim the listing yourself. This comes in really handy if the person who created the page no longer works for your company and doesn't have access to the email address that they used to create it. In each instance, you can reach out to Google. It is a slow process if someone else has claimed your business. But again, this is an important representation of your business, and you should not ignore it just because it's a little challenging to do. And if you go to Google My Business and there is no listing for your company, then you're going to need to set up a page. In order to do that, you are going to have a Gmail account. We find that Gmail accounts are very handy, even if you have company email addresses. We use the Gmail account for our business to manage our Google Analytics, to register for software tools, to sign up for services, and connect anything that is related to our website. And so I would suggest that you get a Gmail account that you use for these purposes. Then go to google.com/business. When you land on the page, select Start Now, and Google will walk you through how to set up your basic listing. You're going to be asked for a profile picture, and this is the image that people will see when they are doing a search. Typically, it shouldn't be text or your logo, but some image that is representative of your business. A company photograph, particularly in the heating and air conditioning business, when you are going into people's homes and you want to make them feel comfortable with you, a great photo of your employees makes a wonderful cover image. And then you'll also have an opportunity to do a little avatar or profile image, and I typically recommend that companies use the same version of the logo that they're using on LinkedIn and Facebook and other social media profiles. Next, you want to tell people what your business is about. Be sure to check the category that most closely fits all the services that you offer. Write a good description of your business. And use keywords that people are likely to use when searching for you. Remember, the Google My Business listing is a part of Google, and so it follows the same logic that all of their other search tools will use. complete your hours of operation, and if there are any other special things that people should know before they call, this is the place to tell them. And that's just the beginning. Fill out all of the information on your hours of operation and the areas that you serve. Make sure that you link to your website so people can click through to get more information. And then you want to start adding some photos. In the service industry, we really recommend if you've got a Meet the Team page on your website that includes pictures of your people, add those photos to your Google My Business profile. You want to have a minimum of about 5 pictures, so when somebody clicks on your listing, there's some information there. You can also add videos to your GMB profile. Again, if you have a YouTube channel already, pull 1 or 2 of the most popular videos and add them to this page. If you do Facebook Live, if you do any kind of how-to videos for your customers, this is a great place to show them off. The other really important thing to add to your Google My Business profile are reviews. Because here's the deal. Whether or not you ask customers to review you, some people will. And we know that more than 80% of customers say that they trust reviews. And so if you've got a lot of positive reviews, that's going to give you a rating of 4.5 or 5, people are going to be more likely to consider working with you than if you either have no reviews or you have 1 or 2 unhappy customers who took the time to complain. So, as part of your marketing, you need to be actively soliciting reviews and encouraging people to post them on your Google My Business page. There was a study done that said that more than 70% of people will leave a review if you ask them and make it easy. So definitely take the time, encourage your sales guys and your service teams to ask for the review when you're done in a consumer's home. And if somebody does write a negative review, and you know what, it happens to all of us, make sure you respond. You don't have to argue with the person online, but a simple, sorry you're not happy, please contact our office so we can talk about it. You want potential customers to see that you treat every customer, no matter how crazy, and we know that sometimes people are crazy, but that we treat every customer with courtesy and respect. That in that way, you can actually turn even a negative comment into a neutral or a positive. Now, that's the basics of Google My Business, and it's pretty easy, but you do not want to stop there. There's a lot more that you can do with Google My Business. Remember that you're connecting your website to this page, and so you want to make sure that the information you're presenting on your GMB page is consistent in the language and service descriptions that match what people will find when they actually come to your website. And there's something else. In addition to the photos and the videos and the description, you can create what are called posts. Now, unlike other places on the internet, I mean, if you put something on Facebook, it's there forever. If you put something on LinkedIn, it stays on your page forever. But on Google My Business, a post really only lives for about a week, and then Google stops displaying it. And so if you're going to really have a great Google My Business page, you need to be prepared to put one piece of information on Google every single week. The good news is it only takes a minute or two to do this. You simply open up your Google My Business page, you go to the dashboard, and you add a post. Now, with that post, what should you be adding? Well, number one, you want a great photograph or a great image or graphic or coupon. Why? Because when I'm scrolling down the page and I'm looking at search results and your GMB listing comes up, that graphic will maybe be the only picture on the page. It's like free advertising. And so you want to have a great picture. The best size for a Google My Business picture is 720 pixels wide by 540 pixels tall. So you want to create that image. It can be just a photograph, or you can put some text on top of the photograph that maybe says, special offer, schedule clean and check now. A lot of the images that we use on our Google My Business page, we're actually using on other places in social media as well. And so we're not creating new content, but we are putting it here on Google. But in addition to that picture, you need to have a little bit of information. Maybe it's a description of the offer. Maybe you've got an article on your website that talks about why you should change your filter every month. Go ahead and put that information in a post on Google and then hit post. People who are surfing through the internet will see those pictures and the related content pop up in their search bar. And we know that people are incredibly visual. They will be more likely to click on the picture than another line of text. Having a steady stream of content on your Google My Business page and constantly changing out that information, featuring an employee of the week, featuring a promotion on filters or clean and check services or any type of promotion or information, maybe an announcement that you are hosting an open house or sponsoring a team in a local charity event. That information is disposable, and so you can recycle it. You'll need to update the article so Google doesn't think you're just posting the same info over and over again, but you can put relatively the same information, change the picture, and reuse content. But you have to manually go in and update it every week. If you don't, it simply vanishes, and one of your competitors will move ahead of you in the rankings. And that's really the other reason that your Google My Business page is so critical. Do a search for heating and air conditioning in your market. Just search the term heating and air conditioning and the name of your city and look at how many search results are returned. It's not a few hundred. It's not a few thousand. My guess, in almost any city in America, it's going to be over a million different pieces of information Google will uncover in a matter of seconds. So how do you make sure that you're at the top of that list? Well, remember, this is Google's list. And so, if you want to be at the top, you have to play Google's game. And part of their game is this Google My Business page. So the more information that you put on your GMB page, the more robust you make your profile, the more likely Google will be to put you on the top, and the more likely people will be to click from Google My Business to your website. Now, on your website, the other side of this equation, what else can you do to improve your local SEO rankings? Well, number one, you want to read your website and make sure that you are talking about the communities that you want to service. You don't necessarily want to put a list of 30 cities in the footer and expect that Google is going to give you credit for servicing Carmel, Fishers, Zionsville, Westfield, Noblesville, Indianapolis, blah, 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 blah. A better way to do that is actually to create multiple pages and not multiple pages with the same information. That's the way we used to do it in the past, and Google got wise to that. But if you have a blog, and so you have an article on changing your filters, the last line of the article can be, if you need help changing the filters on your air conditioning, contact Joe's Heating and Air, serving the Zionsville community. And then in your next blog post, are you a homeowner in Fishers, Indiana? Give Joe's Heating and Air a call. And then on the next page, employees of Joe's Heating and Air will be sponsoring a team competing in the Westfield Chamber of Commerce golf tournament. And so, particularly if you are in an area where you're serving a lot of different towns and communities, it's easier to be identified with wherever your address is. But if you want visibility in those surrounding communities, you need to add some content about those surrounding communities. The other thing that you absolutely, absolutely want to do is make sure that in the footer of your website, your primary address and location is clearly presented, and that it is exactly the way it's represented on Google. This may sound silly, but if on your website it says 103E.106 Street, and on another page it says 103 East, 106 TH, ST period. Human beings recognize those as exactly the same address, but a search engine is going to see them as slightly different. And anytime they see them as slightly different, for a nanosecond, they're going to be confused. And as smart as Google's robots are, we do not want them to be confused. So standardize, standardize, standardize your citation and make sure that the listing on Google My Business is identical to the listing on your website. Right about now, you're probably thinking that this is all a lot of trouble, and why bother? So let me ask you a question. Would you strip all the decals off your trucks and allow them to drive around town bare? Would you take down the sign off your business or take the uniforms that your guys wear and replace them with blank t-shirts? And the answer is, of course not, because all of those things are marketing and create impressions of your company in the mind of customers and potential customers. Well, Google is just one more piece of that puzzle. And these days, as customers spend more and more time glued to their devices and their computers, it is an increasingly important part of that equation. Now, obviously, Google wants you to take the next step. They want you to advertise, and that's a whole different conversation. But the information that you can get from your Google My Business page can help you make better decisions about both your advertising and your organic traffic. Why? Because once you set up a Google My Business page, Google will begin to tell you what are the words and the phrases people are using to find that page. And you can begin to adjust the language on your website to match those searches. Google will tell you how many people found your listing and how many people called you. And now you can begin to see how powerful search really is for your business, and then you can make good decisions about whether or not you need to advertise. Google ads are expensive, and you are in a very competitive field in the heating and air conditioning business. But that doesn't mean you shouldn't do it. It just means you should use all of the available information before you make that decision. and Google My Business gives you that information. One final thought about GMB. For years, Google tried to create a social network. They wanted to build a community where we would interact with each other. But the truth is, they were never as good at it as Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn. And so they've kind of given up on that. They're not trying to be a social network. They are trying to be what they are best at, a search and advertising platform. And if you're smart, you will take advantage of the tool. If you're interested in some help or resources, be sure to check out our blog at roundpeg.biz. Thanks for joining me.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Please feel free to give us a call at 877-202-8891. The vision of Grandy & Associates is quite simple. We teach companies how to run profitable businesses. For more information on how we do that, check out our website at www.grandyassociates.com or give us a call at 1-877-202-8891. Profit University Audio Series is produced and distributed by Grandy & Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line at 1-877-202-8891. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.